In the entertainment industry, you see a lot of very preachy people who are very save the bay, and you know, what about the ecology and this, and then you know, they're getting on a private plane.
Hi, I'm Zach Weissmuller with Reason TV. We're here with Gavin Pallone, Hollywood producer, former agent, director, and now a columnist for New York Magazine's Vulture.com. Some of his best-known projects include Panic Room, Gilmore Girls, Zombieland, and Curb Your Enthusiasm. Gavin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
A lot of productions are leaving California, or so we hear. Should Californians be worried about that?
I think what California should be worried about, I mean, yes, the business being destroyed, but it's actually being destroyed from outside, in my opinion. It's about government subsidies. This never works. I don't really believe that protectionism of markets works. We don't have that many industries that are number one. You know, we have this, we have aerospace, to some extent we have elements of the computer industry that are number one. So it's a valuable thing for us to be able to actually make things that get exported. It's being eroded because of protectionism, and protectionism within the country too. So in the state of California, you know, we have the best film community, more things could be shot here, and then states like Louisiana or New York or Connecticut or most states, they offer these incentives, which is basically just a tax rebate.
Right.
It creates a large inefficiency. Mm-hmm. And Michigan instituted a 42%, I believe it was 42%, tax incentive on films. And then huge numbers of film and television went to Detroit. And then a new government came in and said, look, we're bankrupting us. Why are we starting this whole new business? Why are we spending our money on that versus healthcare or versus the auto business, which is already established here? We have all these auto workers. Why don't we, if we're going to subsidize something, not that I say that they should, why don't we subsidize manufacturing? Because, you know, if someone was making a car, maybe they could be making planes.
You're a self-described libertarian. Who are your political influences? What thinkers or writers?
First of all, I'll just go back to my saying I'm a self-described libertarian. In reality, I don't define myself by those kinds of terms. Sometimes when I'm talking to people, I will say, you know, well, I guess I'm more libertarian than anything else, in the sense that I don't believe that there's any one thing that works. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe, I is a general concept, but not situationally. I believe in freedom, and I believe in personal responsibility, okay? I would like to be responsible for myself. I think that there should be strong penalties for people who hurt other people in some way. But I should be able to make those decisions for myself. And I think that I would love to see a smaller government. When I listen to somebody like Ron Paul, he'll talk about 8 things that I think are really interesting and that I probably agree with. Mm-hmm. And then he'll talk about 2 others that seem crazy to me. Okay. You know, and I think that that's because nothing really fits neatly into any particular box. And certainly my own views.
Yeah, don't. Fair enough.
The function of government, and there's real value to having government, is to set up rules and penalties for the bad actors within society. But I think that the people who take care of themselves and want to live their own way, and they should be allowed to do that. And whatever the term is for that, if that's libertarian or that's just, you know, Gavinism or whatever, you know, that's how I feel like it should be.
The perception is that most people in Hollywood do not agree with that and are very liberal. First of all, is that your experience?
People in Hollywood are just hypocrites. People everywhere are hypocrites.
Yes.
So in the entertainment industry, you see a lot of very preachy people who are very save the bay and, you know, what about the ecology and this? And then, you know, they're getting on a private plane. Mm-hmm. And they're very liberal about big government and wanting a lot of social services, but yet they take advantage of everything that they possibly can to pay less in taxes. They want to affect a certain kind of persona. And so you see much more of that kind of like big movie star driving around in a Prius, and then but getting picked up in the limo and taken to the helicopter, which flies to the private plane, which lands in the private airport, and getting on the helicopter, and then the limo from the helicopter pad to the gigantic suite at the Four Seasons.
Do you think that the way that the business is structured, do you think there are flaws within the business model? For instance, the studio model.
Yes, I think that there are a lot of flaws. I think there's just a lot of waste and bad management, and I think it really still needs to change. It's come a long way. It's the same thing as like you look at our government, and we continue to pile on debt and overspend. And then there's these examples which we discount, like Greece or Spain or Italy. You know, Spain and Italy are large countries, and they had their own mentality about how much debt they were going to take on. I don't know why our government and our people can't start to see, oh, we can't keep spending like this, otherwise we can possibly, down the road, end up in that same situation. You know, when I look at the movie and television business, why can't they see that they could easily end up like the record business, which is really a sliver of what it was?
I mean, where does that come from? Why do you think that this sort of culture has arisen in Hollywood?
There's a lot of reasons. One reason was that when the business started out, it was really just people. You know, you had the Warner Brothers. They had the freedom to handle it like their own little personal kingdoms and do whatever they want. The business has matured, and technology starts to necessitate that you can't treat everything that way because it's much more egalitarian now. There's a lot of forms of entertainment that people can go to. I still see movie studios wasting huge amounts of money on overhead, paying too much for movie stars, if movie stars mean anything today.
The entertainment industry is also heavily unionized. How does that play into the equation, if at all?
In general, I'm pretty negative about unions. I don't really believe in black and white in any kind of context. I'm certainly open to the idea that in some contexts, certain people probably could use collective bargaining, and it could be very valuable for them, especially when safety issues and health issues are involved. When I look at the entertainment industry, and especially the unions that represent people who are the most advantaged, like the Writers Guild or the Directors Guild, or there's these things called the Producers Guild, it's so ridiculous to me. And what are they really doing? You know, they're protecting people's credits, you know? We were shooting on my television show. The show takes place in New York within the context of the show, but we shoot it here. And then we had written an episode where characters were going to Beverly Hills. So this seemed like a great opportunity for us because we could shoot something here as opposed to having to go to New York, which we do one or two times a year, and just shoot little pieces. I wasn't able to work it out because it was just too costly, not only because of the permit fees and how people treat you in terms of locations, but just like you are mandated by the unions to have a certain number of people working even if you don't need them. And so that created a situation where we were not able to realize on screen what I wanted to.
Do you face resistance for kind of swimming against the tide?
No. You know, I say a lot of things that I know other people, like I'll say something in public or around people, and people will say something to me like, I agree with you, but I would never say that. Or this thing here in the entertainment industry at the time. I'm going to tell you something, and if you repeat it and it gets back to me, I'll deny it. I'm like, well, what kind of a pussy are you? I'll deny what I say. Yeah. It's like there's so much of that goes on that it's really pathetic, and it shows how pathetic people are. There is this illusion of retribution in the entertainment industry. You can say what you want, and you can protect yourself, and you can be somewhat confrontational when you feel like you need to be, because there just really isn't that kind of retribution. If you're Mel Gibson and you do things that are really just terrible, really horrible. Some people are going to probably shy away from you, but they'll probably shy away from you because the public's going to shy away from you. Mm-hmm. You know. But I think if you're Gavin Pallone and you're at a party or you're being interviewed, I've been interviewed on television, and I said, look, I just think our policy towards Israel is absolutely inconsistent with our policy towards other countries. They're a nuclear power, and then we try to get Pakistan or North Korea to give up their nukes, or we have sanctions against Iran for developing nuclear weapons, and then Israel has 200 nuclear weapons. That doesn't make any sense. Why are we doing this? And then I point out it's because small groups of people who are pro-Israel, you know, are giving huge amounts of money to our corrupt legislators. And, you know, you say that, and then what happens? And then you wait. No, people still make my movies.
So last question, what can people look forward to coming from the mind of Gavin Pallone?
I have a few more projects and, you know, movies and TV shows and things that are kind of brewing. But, you know, overall, what I think I'd like to do more is be able to write or commentate on a wider range of subjects. So right now, this thing with New York Magazine and Vulture has been going very well. I've been developing a little more of a following. And so I think in the future, I'd just like to do more writing and be able to write about some of the things that we just talked about.
Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate
it. It's nice of you to have me. Thanks.
For Reason TV, I'm Zach Weissmuller.